yesterday's attacks on another thing.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
On July 18th, the world celebrated the 100th birthday anniversary of South Africa's iconic anti-apartheid leader, Nelson Mandela, 5 years after his death. The occasion was another chance for the world to remember the horrors of the apartheid regime that ruled South Africa from 1948 until the early 1990s. The regime was based on a system of institutionalized discrimination. But just one day later, on July 19th, the international community woke up to the fact that the apartheid era may not be exactly something of the past. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, passed into law a controversial bill that officially declares Israel as the nation-state of the Jewish people. The adoption of the law has fueled fears that Palestinians and other communities living in the occupied territories will be subjected to further discrimination. It's called the Basic Law, Israel as the nation-state of the Jewish people. It was adopted in a 62-55 vote. The law says, quote, Israel is the historic homeland of the Jewish people, and they have an exclusive right to national self-determination in it. The law also stipulates that Hebrew is the only official language, and downgrades to a special status Arabic, which was an official language too. But that's not all. There are other controversial elements in the new law. It says all of Jerusalem al-Quds, which Palestinians want as part of their future state, is the capital of Israel. The law has a special focus on Israeli settlements, which are expanding on occupied Palestinian territories. It says Israel views the development of these settlements as a national value and will act to encourage and promote their development. This, as all Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Most of the Israeli settlements have been built in the West Bank. Some of them are forming lines that fragment the West Bank, raising fears that Palestinians may not be able to have a contiguous whole Palestinian state. Israel has been rapidly moving more and more settlers to occupied territories over the past decades. The exponential growth is dividing and isolating Palestinian communities and further restricting their right to freedom of movement, access to education, food, water resources, and health care.
Well, this law endorses these settlements on which well over 500,000 or 600,000 squatters are living in land stolen after the 1967 War of Aggression, which was the latest major round of Israel's illegal expansion of its non-borders. Once again, Israel does not have any official borders. They think they own everything from the Nile to the Euphrates because God gave it to them. They don't believe in God, but they think God gave them all that land, which tells you the kind of irrationality that we're dealing with.
Palestinians from all walks of life have strongly condemned the adoption of the Jewish nation state law. They believe it's part of Israel's efforts to wipe out the true identity of the land of Palestine.
Israel continues its Judaization of the holy city through settlement construction, daily raids, and violations against the residents of the old town of Al-Quds.
We reject completely the Judaization of our city. This is an Arab, Islamic, and Christian city. It is also home to the Jews who were here historically. We lived in harmony as Muslims, Christians, and Jews on the basis of peace and amicability.
Israel is recognized by the international community as an occupying force. Over the past decades, the regime has dominated the Palestinian people as a whole. It all began on May 14, 1948, when Israel was created in Palestine and immediately recognized by the United States. Following the creation of Israel, the forced displacement of Palestinians, known as the Nakba or catastrophe, began. Hundreds of Palestinian villages were destroyed, and their residents were forced to flee and were never allowed to return. Today, Palestinian refugees are scattered inside Palestinian territories and in many other countries. The number of registered refugees and their descendants is at around 6 million. This map shows where the refugees registered by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency are located. Israel's nation-state law encourages Jews from around the world to come to Israel, but recognizes no right of return for Palestinian refugees. This, as under international law, all Palestinian refugees and their descendants have the right to return to their homeland. Meanwhile, Palestinians who have not left occupied Palestine are subjected to systematic abuse of their rights.
Well, comparing the situation in Zionist-occupied Palestine to the situation in the former apartheid South Africa is really an insult to the Afrikaners, because what they did to the black people in South Africa then, as awful as it was, is nothing compared to the genocide that's being perpetrated in occupied Palestine. In Palestine, we have essentially the majority of the population is still confined in de facto open-air concentration camps.
A 2017 United Nations report says Israel has established an apartheid regime. It says the regime oppresses the Palestinians as a whole through practices like demographic engineering and discrimination in access to education, healthcare, and building rights.
The allegation of apartheid that we made and feel that the policies and practices of Israel validate that allegation is an academic report. It's not an official pronouncement, and it's not a judicial opinion.
The Jewish state law recently adopted by Israel's Knesset features key elements of apartheid. For instance, it clearly paves the way for the regime to systematically exclude other communities on the basis of not being Jewish. Some critics even go so far as to say that by passing the nation-state law, the regime has openly legalized apartheid.
What is apartheid from a legal perspective is at its core the notion of one race dominating another race by relying on what they call inhuman acts for the purpose of sustaining the domination. Jews and Palestinians are different races, and to the extent that these structures of domination are sustained in order to maintain security and domination, it qualifies as a form of apartheid.
The move by the Knesset has drawn international condemnation. There have been widespread protests in Israel and other parts of the world against the new basic law. Members of Israel's Druze community have been among those angered by the legalization. They insist it has helped deepen inequality that had already existed.
We are here to send a quick and a firm message to the Israeli government. We will not settle down for anything less than equal rights.
The situation has raised tensions between the minorities and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who strongly backs the measure. Netanyahu is now struggling to defuse the tensions. However, he has remained defiant in the face of protests. A quick look at Israel's actions and decisions suggests the regime is becoming even more extreme and hostile toward Palestinians. The adoption of the Jewish nation-state law seems to fall perfectly in line with Israel's tough line towards Palestinians. Its passage suggests Israel is dead set on its dangerous course and tries to take what's left of Palestine. Most of what's going on in occupied Palestinian territories seems to have some level of U.S. approval. The U.S. support, both financial and political, has been largely to blame for what Israel does. It's widely believed that any meaningful change in Israel's behavior needs a shift in America's policies and action by the international community.